Do you ever wonder what death will be like? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Han and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Han Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Arnold Harvey, who describes what death was like for him after being stabbed multiple times in a bar fight.
You know, for me growing up, I saw a lot of people dying in my family. And to be honest with you, it was pretty scary not knowing what was going to happen. Is there an eternity? Is there a heaven? Is there a hell? Is that all I'll ever see of these people that I love so much?
Well, I was opposite. I didn't want to think about death. You know, when I was an atheist, I put myself in a bubble. And I tried to not think about death. I didn't want to even hear about it, talk about it. I didn't want anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm. And you know, as I got older and I started really seeking out this whole life and death thing, I realized that we are a spirit that will live forever. We will live forever and we have a body, we have a soul. And so when we die, our flesh, our body will die, but the spirit will go on forever. And so I did what the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. That means forever. I called out to Jesus, and that is the way that you can have security in knowing that you can go to heaven. If you don't believe in Jesus, that is not a secure thing. Because eternity is forever, and there's only way, and that's through Jesus.
Yeah, you know, for me, when I didn't want to think about death, when I did think about it, I just wondered if we just vaporized into the air somewhere, you know? But when I came to know Christ Jesus, and I realized that Jesus was real, I realized there is a heaven, there is a hell. And I'm so glad Jesus died on the cross so that I could go to heaven.
Right.
You know, the Bible says, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. There is something after we die. It doesn't just become blank. Suddenly, our whole life comes into question, you know, in that moment. And if we realize we're sinners and we just come to God with that, he's going to forgive us of our sins, and he's going to give us the opportunity to enter into heaven.
And it's our choice. We have a free will here on earth to decide, are we going to choose God? Are we going to choose heaven to be with God forever?
And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:8, we are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord.
So we've interviewed a lot of people who have died and come back, and they tell us that death is more real than the earth, that earth is like a dream, and eternity is so much more real. So my friend, if you haven't called out to Jesus, I encourage you to do it now. Let's hear from Arnold Harvey after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by FA79 and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. FA79 serves delicious Vietnamese pho noodle soup, along with many other authentic Vietnamese selections. They've received Denver Magazine's Top of the Town Award and were voted Best Vietnamese Restaurant by the Denver Dining Guide. Make plans now to dine at FA79, located at 781 South Federal Boulevard in Denver, or call them at 303-922-2930. That's 303-922-2930.
Do you like listening to the Real Life Radio Show and wish you had a way to share these powerful testimonies with others? Well, now you can. Go to our website at awakeningthenations.com and select from 25 different CDs, each containing 6 real-life radio shows covering specific topics such as addiction, pornography, witchcraft, sexual abuse, suicide, and more. For a small donation, we'll send you CDs of your choice. Just go to www.awakeningthenations.com and order yours today. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Light, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Online.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Arnold Harvey, and he's going to share with us how he died 3 times. One of those times he remembers after being stabbed 12 times, and then he woke up in the ICU from a coma 5 days later. Let's welcome to the show, Arnold. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thank you, Kathleen. I appreciate you having me on the show. Super excited about being able to share my testimony. So thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. So I understand that growing up, you didn't live in a Christian home and you really didn't hear about God till later on in life. But at that time, you were out partying, you were in the army. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, growing up, my parents weren't very religious at all. We rarely went to church. We grew up kind of Catholic, I guess you could say. We would go on Easter or Christmas, but that was about it. So growing up, I really had no personal relationship with God. I kind of was just out living for myself, doing my own thing, partying, traveling, having fun. And my parents didn't convert till later on when I was in my teenage years. And after that, it was probably too late. They were trying to preach to me, but I didn't want to hear anything about it.
Right. So here you were after your parents tried to coerce you to, you know, come to know the Lord. And you're just like, okay, whatever. I'm just living for me, living my life. But what happened was there was a night that you went out partying in a nightclub and a big fight broke out. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, we were getting ready to get deployed to Iraq and the commander let us go off post and we were at a nightclub partying. You know, we didn't know what was going to happen when we get over to the desert. So we were all out there just partying. And next thing you know, at the end of the night, a big, huge brawl broke out in the parking lot. You know, that kind of happens a lot in the Army. You know, we're young guys with testosterone, but this night, one of the guys brought a field knife with him, and he ended up pulling it out and stabbed my best friend in the stomach, and then he stabbed him in the rib cage. And I ran over to go help him, and as I'm running towards the guy, he turned, slashed me over my eye, and it just opened up like a waterfall. I put my left hand up, he stabbed me through the left arm, and then pulled the knife out, and I tackled him low, like around the waist. And as he was falling back, he stabbed down into my spinal cord right in the middle of my back, paralyzing me immediately. And when I was on the ground, paralyzed, he stabbed me 10 more times in the back and went through my rib cage, collapsed my lung, all in the upper back. He went 7 to 8 inches deep with each stab wound.
Oh my gosh. And here you were just going out partying that night and trying to defend your friend, and you find yourself paralyzed on the ground, bleeding. What was going through your mind at that time?
That this was it, you know, that this was going to be how it was all going to end, you know. And a lot of people probably think about, like, man, we all got to go, but how is it going to be, you know? And for that to be the moment, I couldn't believe, like, I'm 21, I just turned 21. I have my first child on the way. My wife at the time was 8 months pregnant with my daughter, and this was it. I'm never going to see my daughter. I'm never going to see my family again. This is how it's going to end, on the cold parking lot floor, bleeding out.
Oh, my gosh. So what kind of emotions were you feeling, as far as, were you fearful or were you hoping that somehow you can say a last thing to someone, or what was that the only thing on your mind, like that's it and you didn't know what you were going to do next, like where you were going to go if there was a heaven or hell?
Absolute panic, just fear all the way through my body. I had visions. I saw my mother and I saw her over my casket crying. And I saw my wife at the time crying and pregnant, and it was just absolute terror, fear, just gripped my whole body. It was horrifying.
Wow. So even though your parents were pushing for you to know God, you never turned to Him, but in that moment, you said something that changed your circumstance. Can you tell me what you said and what happened after you said it?
Yeah, the only thing I knew to say at that moment was, God, please help me. If you're real, please help me. Uh-huh. And absolute silence after that. Complete silence. Outer space type silence. And immediately the pain went away. Immediately, I just felt this warm feeling, almost like slipping into a warm bath. And I was just engulfed in love, like completely all in and through my whole body. There was just love vibrating through me. And I could see the love within everybody that was around me. I don't know how to explain it, but only way I can translate it in my own mind is that God is love. And He was revealing His love to me at that moment, that He is love in all things, in and through everyone. It was one of the most beautiful experiences I've ever had in my life.
So before that moment, you said you were fearful. There was all these fearful thoughts and torment and scariness. And you could actually hear people screaming and it was chaotic. But when you called out to God, everything went silent and you felt peace. Because a lot of people, there's fears in them that they don't know what will happen. But you said when you called out to Him, it was completely different.
Absolutely. I mean, before I called out to God, you got to imagine this is outside of a nightclub at 3, 4 a.m., there's people all over the place and they're screaming. There's blood everywhere. There's just this chaotic scene and it's freezing cold outside. It's February in Germany. And then immediately when I called out, there was an absolute silence, absolute warmth, comfort, love, no pain, no fear, no negative feeling at all whatsoever, despite the chaos.
Wow. You know, you ended up really saying in your heart that you were going to let go and you were going to give your life pretty much there, and you let death consume you. You were going to go into death. Actually, you said you died three times, but tell me the one time before you died, how you let go into death.
Well, what happened was I felt the life slipping away. I had this experience with God. I felt the love. I felt the warmth. And deep inside, I had this feeling, this knowing, this intuition, this revelation, this something that I could either go with this feeling and that it will be over, but it will be okay, that I will be with God, or I can struggle, I can fight. And all I saw was just pain. I mean, it was just flashes of just pain. You know, I don't know if I was given the option or not. I don't want people to think that everybody has an option to whether they live or die during a situation.
Right.
But I know for me, that's what happened to me. And I just kept seeing pain. But all I could think of was my daughter that I had never seen before. And I just started to fight. I just started to shake this feeling off. I don't want to go. I don't want to go, you know. And immediately the pain started coming back. But then immediately following that, it was darkness. And then I woke up 5 days later. So
wow.
I don't know how to explain that.
Wow. Well, we're going to talk about what happened after you woke up and the chances of you ever walking. So we're going to have you on our next show. But there are people listening right now, Arnold, who are going through a hard time in their life and they're fearful about life and death. And we're going to pray for them. And we hope they'll join us again to hear the rest of your story. Thanks for sharing it with us, Arnold.
Absolutely, Kathleen.
You know, we can't help but think, how is it going to be for me? What is that day going to be like for me when I die? So, Father, we just come to you right now, acknowledging the reality of this, that we're all one day, there's a day that is appointed for us to die. And Lord, we hope right now in Jesus' name, we come to you and take that reality. We just say, God, we want to know you. We want our lives to be fulfilled, and we want to know you on this earth so we know what happens later. So anyone who's not received Christ, Jesus, we take a moment to say, we want you in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We surrender. We give you our lives. We ask you to come into our lives. We receive you. We believe in you. We give our lives to you. We thank you for dying on the cross for our sins so that we could know you.
Mm-hmm.
So let all of those who are listening,
mm-hmm.
let us know you.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.